All right, one of the trendy teams to make the playoffs this year is the Tennessee Titans. Let's talk to a member of their secondary, the rookie cornerback Adoree Jackson. Adoree, thank you so much for taking some time today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. So how's training camp going so far?
Training camp's been going well. Just learning from the older guys and everybody that's in the secondary, especially the coaches helping me out. So I'm having fun, and the offense and everybody, it feels like a family. So it feels like SC all over again.
All right, we're talking with Titans rookie cornerback Adoree Jackson. Hey, Adoree, the guy that I host with normally, Sean Salisbury, he's a former USC quarterback. So I got to ask you real quickly about Sam Darnold at USC. How big of a year do you expect from him, and when did you know last year that he was something special?
I think I knew his true freshman year when he was on scout team tearing us up. So I think that's when I knew he was going to be a good quarterback. I mean, he was a great person, so I knew that he was humble. And I'm just excited to see what he does. I know that he's poised and ready to go. So I'm just excited for him and excited for the team. And I understand that, you know, having a taste of the Rose Bowl, having that victory, they want more. So being a part of that team and, you know, people that were formerly there are still there, I know that they're going to get those guys together and ready to go when they know the expectation.
All right, well, let's go to your current quarterback, Marcus Mariota. On Monday night during practice, you intercepted him. What was that like?
Just playing ball. It's one of those things where you just go out there and try to play ball and have fun. You know, Marcus is a great quarterback. He does. He can run. He can throw. He stays in the pocket, very poised. He doesn't get rattled. So Darnold actually reminds me a lot of Marcus. You know, the things that Marcus has done. I've seen him in college when he won the Heisman. I've seen everything that he's done, and he transitioned to the next level. So, you know, Marcus is just one of those guys who, when you see him, he's like, man, I don't know how he does it. He's got that one of those type of talents.
We're talking with Titans rookie cornerback Adoree Jackson. And just speaking of Marcus Mariota, what he's like, because from the outside he appears to be really quiet. Is he a good leader? What type of person is he?
I mean, quiet is good. He's a very humble person, and he does talk, so he's a great leader. He leads by example. You know, he's one of the leaders that you need on your team. Not those guys who talk or rah-rah all the time, but he is a lead by example. He speaks when he needs to, so he's a great leader. He knows how to lead this team, how to get the offense together. He knows how to battle with the defense to make us better. So that's what you need in the leader, not just against one side. He knows how to get the offense better and the defense. So it's great to have a guy like him on the team.
Adoree, we know the other first-round pick on your team, receiver Corey Davis, going through a little bit of an injury right now, a hamstring issue. So who have you been getting matched up with normally so far in training camp? Have you seen Eric Decker, Rishard Matthews? Who have you been matched up against the most?
I've been going against Rishard Matthews, Eric Decker, everybody else in the receiver corps, Taywan Taylor. Just getting a lot of reps, seeing the different types of receivers because you don't know what type of receivers you may see on Sunday, Thursday, Monday, or whatever it may be. So you got to go against a lot of different personnel so you can work on your craft and get better every day.
So what's the biggest difference for you right now? We hear for a lot of guys going from the from college to the NFL, it's the speed thing. Clearly, you were an elite athlete, ran track in college as well, so maybe it's not the speed for you. What's been the biggest difference?
I think everything was different for us and where we are. Just you need to know what everybody's doing. It helps you out. You can play your leverage a certain way. You know where your help is. You can play this. You can't take everything away, so you got to understand your help. So I think just learning what everybody else is doing and being comfortable out there and knowing that your brother's going to do his job so you can all make a play.
We're chatting with Titans rookie quarterback Adoree Jackson. All right, Adoree, now you got another member of the USC Trojans on your team, Jarrell Casey, obviously really, really great defensive lineman for your team. Did he greet you with open arms when you first came to Tennessee or what?
Yeah, he did. I mean, the first time I met him was actually at the when I got drafted. It was right after I got drafted. I met him. He was at the draft, so I chopped it up with him, and USC people stick together. So him, Jarrell Casey, Antoine Woods, and those guys just welcomed me with open arms. So, and Matt Castle. You got guys like that who love the Trojans and breed SC. So when you get another guy there, it's just like family. You're walking into home.
Hey, speaking of family, Juju Smith-Schuster from USC got drafted by the Steelers early on in the draft as well. So you guys play them this year. So when you get ready for that game, will you be sending them text messages or anything, talk a little smack?
I mean, no, we talk still to this day. So it's not like anything has changed. We text here and out, you know, check in on each other, seeing how each other is doing. So that's pretty much how everything goes. So we'll still be texting throughout, always checking in on him, see how he's doing, and vice versa. So I just want to make sure. You know, he's out there competing because when we got SC, we had a blast, and now we're at the next level, so I want to make sure that he always continues his success.
Adoree, is there a receiver you're most looking forward to getting a chance to go up against?
I'm excited to to go against every receiver that we play against. I know it's going to be a challenge. You know, the NFL is basically no days off. It's not going to be an easy game. It's going to be somebody out there battling. So I'm excited to go and battle each game. And that's what I'm here for, and that's what I want to do. It's just all about competition and try to get better, get 1% better than I did the last game. And then that's 7 days, so that's another 6% that you can get better than going into the next game. So it's all about building and progressing.
A couple more minutes with former USC cornerback, now at the Tennessee Titans, Adoree Jackson. Adoree, one of the things we remember, of course, from your days at USC was you were involved in the offense and also on the special teams. And I know during training camp you've had the opportunity to get involved with punt returns and kick returns. Is that something you imagine that you're going to be able to do once we start the season up here?
I'm just out here just playing ball. Whenever they call my number or my name, just go and do what I'm capable of doing. And put it out there on tape. And so when your name is called and you get the opportunity, you just have to make the most of it.
All right. Since you're a world-class athlete, of course, you did the long jump and whatnot in college. When you went up against John Ross and then he ran the 4.22 at the combine, were you surprised to see him put up those type of numbers?
I wasn't surprised, but at the same time, I wasn't surprised at all. I knew he was fast, but you just don't know how fast somebody can run. So I don't say I wasn't surprised. Like when Usain Bolt wins or breaks a record, I mean, obviously it's a wow, but it's not like, oh, I'm surprised. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, he's fast, and you're just excited to see what he's going to do. So I was just pretty much excited. I remember I hit him up as soon as he ran it. So I'm like, man, I'm excited for him or whatever I am. And we talk all the time as well. So, it's a good friend of mine. So we just always chatting up with each other. But I wasn't surprised. I wasn't shocked. I was just excited to see, him break that record.
Was that the most fun you had in a matchup last year is when you got to go up against John Ross in Washington and you guys, of course, gave them their only loss of the regular season?
I think it was fun because a lot of the guys at Washington are from the L.A. area. When I transferred from Illinois, East St. Louis, to go out to California and play ball, those are the guys you hear about. You hear about the Jayon Mickens. You hear about the Keyshawn Bierias. You hear about John Ross. So you get familiar with those names, play against them 7-on-7 or in the regular season. So to see him out there, it's always fun, just like it's high school again. So that was a fun game because we were hot, they were hot, and, somebody had to lose. And we're just thankful that the Lord blessed us with the W.
We're chatting with USC cornerback Adoree Jackson. And Adoree, we'll let you off with two quick ones here. So have you had an opportunity yet to get some barbecue since you've been in Nashville, and how would you grade it?
I haven't actually had the opportunity to get any barbecue, but my dad is a great barbecuer, I would say. I mean, he does tournaments a lot, and he gets first place, or he's always placing. So I'm used to his barbecue, so somebody really have to compete with that for me to budge over and say it's pretty good. So my dad is a good barbecuer.
All right, I told you I co-host with Sean Salisbury, who's a former USC quarterback, so I got to get this question in before I let you go.
All right.
Better color scheme right now, the Titans with that baby blue and white. I mean, those are pretty nice. I like the white helmets too, or the Cardinal and gold.
The tie, both of them are tied for first. You can't go wrong with the Cardinal gold tradition, but the two-tone blue is some special. And I'm excited for the team and see what we're going to do. Those two color schemes are I like a lot, so that's why they're tied for first.
All right, Adoree, that's a very political answer, but I got to say I agree with you, because if you say one or the other, somebody's going to get upset with you. So that's probably the right answer.
I appreciate that one.
All right, Adoree, good luck in your first preseason game coming up on Saturday.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care.